It is now November the 27th. Listen, it's the day after Thanksgiving. God bless all of you. In the context, listen, of all of the great things that we have in life, I wanted very carefully to be thankful for everything and think about things. Well, I know everybody's going to eat some food. Everybody's going to, you know, do the stuff and the stuffing. But I want you to know that there's more to all of it than just the food. And there's so much to the life that we've been given and the breath that we breathe. Listen, give thanks to God today. Give thanks to God in the midst of trouble, in the midst of good times. Seek the wisdom of God and watch what He will do in your life. We're going to talk about the power of God tonight. The energies that be have been the title of the subject for this entire week. And we've been talking about, well, teleportation, bilocation, walking through walls, and dealing with what I call now the physics of God. Because as military men and scientists in mill labs, as interested physicists seek energies and the powers and what it is that can enhance human ability, human knowledge, or extend human life. I mean, even extend human life. No doubt that powers will be sought for that and energy sought for that, let alone the foods and the health that everybody needs. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. It is a great joy and privilege, and I'm grateful and thankful that I can be with you tonight, Friday night, day after Thanksgiving. Millions upon millions of dollars spent on this Friday. Everybody's been out shopping. Well, not everybody. I wasn't out there. But so many people are. And they're trying to gauge the economic scene by what's going on right now today. And I know one thing, that stores were packed, cars were out, malls were filled, and millions of dollars are being exchanged for all kinds of items. Well, I want you to know that today, in the middle of just the practicalities of life, there is still this search. Some of you, psychics and New Agers and others that have tuned in, others that are believers in Christ and you're looking at biblical revelations. I'm interested in the remote viewers. I'm interested in what Colonel John Alexander had to say when he talked with George Norrie last week in their discussions about psi powers and the energies that enhance humanity, the ideas of the powers to walk through walls, the power to teleport from one location to another. Well, all these things, obviously, from everything that anybody's reading, it takes something beyond normal human ability to do this. And that would be true of remote viewing, because their dependency on the Akashic Records, or the Hall of Records. Now, the reason that we are engaging this so strongly is because of biblical revelation. What has God revealed about the end of days? Well, one of those things that He's revealed is that there will be massive supernatural activity from both sides of the fence. Out of Hell's Kitchen, also out of the Council of Heaven. Listen, out of God's work that is going on right now all over the world. And so we're going to see the supernatural side of everything ramp up to the point that we will have, you will have friends that have experienced things. I mean, we have people talking about near-death experiences, out-of-the-body experiences, engagements of the energies or powers that are going to, well, as some believe, change the world as we know it, 2012. I know one thing, billions feel it in the air all around the world. Something's happening. Now, for those who are believers in Christ and you've been reading your scripture and you've been reading prophetic revelation, then you should know very, very well that God has revealed not only what He will be doing in these last days, but He has also revealed what the other side is doing on their side of the fence. That we will see the broadest ramping up of dark supernatural powers, and may I say dark energy. Now, I say it from the biblical word energes that is used in the scripture. It's where we get our word energy. That's why we've been mentioning energies. That's why I said it was very interesting to hear Colonel John Alexander mention to George Norrie this last week about psi powers, and that the big issue is finding out what the energies are that are behind these human-enhancing abilities. The search for the identification of the energies that be. Well, not just the powers that be, but the energies, the felt, expressed energies that are all around us right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, wherever you find that kind of energy, the energy that we're talking about here that comes from energes, the biblical word behind the energy or connected to this sense of energy is the entity. Just as God manifests his presence and power and energy, and just as the satanic side manifests its power and its energy behind the felt, effectual energies, that energy, well, is an entity. So I would encourage all those who are dancing with the powers, dancing with the energies, engaging and accepting and receiving. See, it's one thing to sit back and say, wow, I felt something, and I felt something enter my body, and I felt a charge go through my body, and now I can see dead people. Now I can depart from my body and talk to entities out there in the ether. So many individuals, if they will go back and look at the moment when they began to experience supernatural abilities or supernatural things, well, many of them are going to confess that they found out there was some kind of energy involved. And I'm going to say again that the energy that you're talking about is the extension. It's what flows from an actual entity. Now, let me tell you something very clearly here before we take the break for news. On the side of God, when you feel the energy, the expressed energes, that energy of God, God wants to reveal who he is by that power, by that energes, by that energy. That's the goal of God. But I will tell you, on the other side, it's different. When the dark side extends its power, its energes, its energy, and people feel the effects of that energy, I'm going to tell you right now, especially at first, the entity behind the energy, does not want you to know who or what it is. On that side of the fence, it's all about tantalizing humanity, promising enhancements, promising longevity, promising a spiritual evolution to a higher consciousness. I'm telling you that that is what will be seen globally in all kinds of, well, and numerologists will speak about it, psychics will speak about it, remote viewers will speak about it, occult channelers will speak about it. It'll show up in the concepts of the Mayan prophecies, because it's one of the oldest alternative spiritual doctrines that has ever been issued. It is one that has brought the human race out and away from God, out and away from eternity, gripping on to the alternative spirituality and the one who gave it. Now listen, there was an entity behind the feeling, the presence, the communication, the promise of elite knowledge, secretive elite knowledge, the promise of an evolutionary, incremental approach to that knowledge. Listen, you don't get it all at once. All the left-hand pathers know that. You got to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until you are so over your head, so layered in the dark powers that are at first cloaked as light. The energies that may make you feel good, that may make you, well, give you some level of enhancement. Listen, anything that enhances, I mean, for some, that's the drug world that enhances their lives and can even open the door to these energies. But I'm going to tell you again, and I want you to hear me clearly. The energies we're talking about are always connected to entities. Now, when I was reading Lynn Taggart's book, The Field, you ever read Lynn Taggart's book, The Field, in reference to a kind of energy field, a kind of spiritual energy field that encircles the globe? Now, again, remote viewers will talk about it. Physicists are going to talk about it. Others are going to talk about it. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is an energy field encircling the earth. There is a presence. There is an emanating presence, and it is breaking through and making itself more and more known as we reach the end of days. Is it energy emanating? Yes. Is it some kind of enhancement? Yes. Is it the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records, the collective unconscious? Yes. Is it the global mind? Yes. According to all those who are trying to tap into it. But in the straightforward Spirit of God-given revelation, Ephesians chapter 2, it is a presence where this energeis, this energy emanates. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work, energeis, operating supernaturally, emanating presence. So I'm going to tell you very clearly, remote viewers, physicists, Lynn Taggart, all the rest, those into the global mind, a living conscious universe, I'm going to say you're correct in your research and in your scratching the surface of what that is. But unaided by the Spirit of God, that side will not reveal its identity. Oh, it'll reveal energy, it'll reveal agenda, it'll reveal human enhancement, it'll reveal an incremental approach, information. But that presence or energeis, that energy that encircles the globe is the domain. It's called in Scripture a domain. There's locality. There's locality to the dark energy. And that is found, again, I'm going to tell you, Ephesians chapter 2 is a massive revelation. It talks, though, not just about the spirit who is now, that word is energeis, who is supernaturally operative. The Greek word for air there, eros, is the immediate dense atmosphere around the earth. And so the sense of presence, where the remote viewers are getting the download of revelation or data, as they call it, is coming from that hall of records, that old place that the ancients had called the Akashic Records. And any psychic and anybody tapping into it, and all those that are, everybody have read, everybody have heard, they'll tell you very clearly there is an emanating energy. There is presence. But the more people tap into it, they are going to tell you clearly, even the psychics and those on that side, that there are spiritual beings. They are the ones that emanate the energy. They are the ones. Well, let me just tell you now, put it in the back of your mind, all those who are in the behind-the-scenes psyops and listen, for those that are seeking what the emanating energy is all about, it is true that you're going to find that it's going to offer enhancements. It may bring communication. You may feel it into your brain, into your mind, into your heart. You may feel it in a room. You may think that you are testing it. You may come up with ways to gauge it. As they allow you to do so. That's right. The entities behind the energies that be, they're gauging. They're so beyond unaided humanity. They're so beyond the intelligence, abilities, and research of unaided humanity. It's incredible. It really is incredible. Well, listen, we're going to get into the body of this and talk about the energase of God, the energy of God. We're going to talk about what millions of New Agers have never touched. You know, listen, hundreds of thousands of real Luciferians, Satanists, and listen, I'm going to say that even Wiccans and many others, most of you in all of the remote viewing areas, you have never experienced, oh, you've experienced powers and energy, abilities and enhancements. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say it coming from just one human being that cares about you, that loves you. From one human being that knows both sides of the fence and has experienced the energies and powers on that dark side of the fence and has experienced the energy and power of God on this side of the fence. God's energy, God's power leads to a direct relationship, immediate, personal, moment by moment, eternal relationship with God. With God, there is great power. With God, there is great energase, energy. As a matter of fact, there's a Bible verse for all those that believe in the Word of God out there. Listen, in the book of Philippians, you can find it. It talks about how it is God who is at work in you to will and to do according to His good pleasure. Well, that's the word energase. The exact same word used about Satan's energy, presence, and power emanating and operating. It is used of God, but they are different sources. One flows from the fallen cherub and that linked crowd of cosmocrators, planos spirits, well, principalities and powers, the forces that are in those heavenly realms. That power is quite different. That energy is quite different than that which emanates from the infinite, immeasurable, personal, relational God that is seeking you right now. It doesn't make any difference where you are. And I'm just saying, please understand that I'm not going to be ashamed at all in telling you that the power that brought Christ into the world, that He operated under, that He died with on the cross, and that rose or raised Him from the dead just as promised, that is what many of you are not experiencing. You can't play with it. You can't research it. You can't put God under your microscope. You can't put Him into a dark project. You can't use God. God is beyond that. It's usually on the streets, the pimps of drugs and others, they'll give you a taste. They'll give you a taste to hook you. And I'm going to tell many of you that you're getting a taste of human enhancing supernatural energies that open you up to concepts and experiences, leave your body and talking and communicating to entities and revelations and dreams and mind-expanding energy. But if you don't find out quickly what that energy is connected to, we're talking about the loss of your existence in the future. I'm telling you with all of my heart as one simple human being that proclaimed by the presence of infinite God, massive alternative spiritual power and energies will be unleashed from the dark side with the agenda to seduce as many as possible. Please check it out. Read what Jesus said 2,000 years ago in Matthew 24. Read what it says in 2 Thessalonians 2. You're going to find out the scripture is consistent in saying that in the end of days, this massive supernatural force seeks to deceive as many as possible. Well, I want to tell you tonight that there's some really cool things coming up here. I know that our website, shatterthedarkness.net, is going to tell you that I'm taking off, and I am, whether tonight or tomorrow, I'm not sure what moment, but we're taking off for Tennessee. My mom's in the hospital. We're going to need to find out what's going on there with her. I want you to know that we have put up the Abyss series is now offered. There's 7 hours. It's all for you to have free. And along with that, there are the interviews that Steve Quayle had done with us, connected on, you know, dealing with the Abyss. So there are about 7 or more hours of MP3s. There's also the entire book of Daniel, one of the most supernatural books in all of Scripture, one of the most incredible, and I think for all believers in Christ, a massive preparatory book for the end of days, since it refers to the Antichrist and the last final beast kingdom, as it calls it, as it talks about globalism, as it talks about the most supernatural and the most catastrophic days in all of human history. So the book of Daniel is offered free. I think there's over 20 hours of MP3s going over chapter by chapter by chapter. So it's up there if you want it. Take a listen, and I pray that it's a benefit for you. We just put up another session on the series Rise of Homo Satanus, session number 15, entitled Satan in Human Skin. We go over whether or not the Antichrist is just a man possessed. Is he a Nephilim? Or is this literally Satan in a counterfeit incarnation, Satan in human skin? So there it is. It's offered there also. And let me give you a heads up, too. We're going to get to be on a few radio programs. And we're always, I love getting on. I love getting on with different individuals and coming from perspectives from all over. But it looks like tomorrow night, Saturday night, November 28th, we'll be on with Richard Keltner from Watchman Radio. That'll be this Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can check that out. We have a link to the site and how to, you know, get on if you want to listen live. We'll have it archived later on. We're going to be on with Dr. Stan Monteith. There's a name everybody should know. Dr. Stan Monteith, the 9th of December and the 15th of December, we'll be on with him. We're going to be on with Outlaw Radio Show on December the 4th in the evening, Friday evening. We'll have that and linked up for next week. And then I believe December the 17th called Proof Negative or Negative Proof Radio. We'll put that all on the information and on the newsletter coming up next week to let you know about. So a bunch of radio interviews coming up. We do have the live program Sunday night, and it's titled 5 Glimpses into the Future, Actual Future History. We're going to take a look at some of the big things coming down the road, and you can begin to mark out. I want to say thank you to all those who have been writing in. I appreciate the kind words. I appreciate knowing folks from different places all over the world. And I know that, and I'm not sure live right now, but I know archive-wise that there's folks in China, all through Europe, and around the world that are downloading even the archives. So it's a great thing to be able to talk with you live, and it's a great thing to know that literally that thousands of the downloads will be offered also or downloaded later on. And we're seeing probably now 100,000 to 150,000 direct downloads from all of our stuff in about 70 countries of the world. And all I can say to the Chinese, to the Russian, to the to those in Finland and Scotland and England and in Pretoria, South Africa, India. I mean, just I don't have time to list all, but I am. It's a unique time in history. And there is a supernatural providential reason that we're on this show right here. I think Steve Quayle would tell you that there is without question a supernatural leading of the Spirit of God, and a door has been opened. And so we're going to continue to take all the opportunity we can until it's removed. And we're going to trust the sovereign hand of God. He's able to, he's able to restrain the entire power of the secret power of lawlessness. So listen, what God opens up, nobody can shut. What God shuts, nobody can open. We trust in a sovereign hand. We trust in the hands of the infinite God instead of counterfeit, finite, spiritual experiences and happenings that never lead a human being to God, nor bring a person to the reception of this incredible, astounding gift of indestructible immortality. You can know that you have it. It can be planted into you. It is based on what happened at the cross 2,000 years ago. Can I ask you something? You know, I ask a lot of New Agers. I even ask a lot of Satanists that I have dealt with over the years. As a matter of fact, one of the Psy warriors, the one that really revealed a lot of things and talked to me about a lot of things. And I have no question that they're out there listening to some of our stuff. I have no question. I would love to see them again. I believe in the providence of God. I will engage and see them again. I wanted so badly for them to get completely free from all of the entanglements. To know the sheer love and power and presence of God, the energies of God, the energy of God. Listen, I've met Satanists, Luciferians, undergrounders that really do know the powers of darkness. They really do know ancient languages and know how to raise demons in rituals that are bizarre and strange. The dark side, the laws of engagement are the same. Nobody can get saved but by believing, receiving. God has shown how he will operate. Prayers will not get answers that are not prayed. And demonic powers will not be released from that side to this side, without doorways. The Greek word topon used in Ephesians chapter 4 is about legal rights and doorways, the laws of engagement when it comes to those powers. I've already said in this program, on one side of the fence, God wants to reveal and cause you to experience his presence, his power, his energy, his love. And behind all of his power and working is his literal presence. And he desires to reveal himself and make himself known in Christ. On the other side of the fence, the powers and the energies and the experiences that sucked me in the end of the 60s, the beginning of the 70s, the things that I felt, the things that I could do, the things that I was searching into, tapping into, and that was tapping into me. They offered me the presence and power and energies and experiences, but they did not want to tell me who they were. And if they did begin to communicate, they would not in any way tell me the truth about their identity. Now, don't let this shock you, but to me, the dark side, when it acts like light, so many people are into the light, so many people want to journey into the light. The question is, what light are we talking about? Since all of biblical revelation tells us that a counterfeit light, a counterfeit spiritual light with power, with spiritual energy, with communication, with experiences, that a counterfeit light will be unprecedented in the days just before the rise of the Antichrist. And that counterfeit will carry supernatural energy, power, presence, experiences, but it does not. It carries an enormous cloaking. Please understand how Satan himself can masquerade as an angel of light. That's their goal. Present everything with one face, but it's not their real nature. There is an intended seduction and intended deception, and I'm sick of it. I don't want you to be deceived. I don't want you to be seduced. I don't want you to be used. I don't want you to be destroyed by counterfeit presence and power that promises so many things but has never been able to fulfill or maybe even unwilling to fulfill what it has promised so many individuals. We're going to talk about two things tonight, primarily the power of resurrection and the power of glorification. The energies that be, and I'm telling you again about the energes of God. I'm going to read to you something out of the book of Ephesians. This comes as, again, the Spirit of God's revelation about believers, anybody in the world, any single human being that believes in the living Christ. And I want you to know, God wants you to believe. That's the entire intent of God. Let me tell you the intent of God. God wants to reveal himself to every single person that is listening right at this moment. God wants to show you what he has said, what he is doing, what his power is about, what his love is about, and how to break the barrier between you and God. How to break the barrier to bring you into immediate and eternal relationship to God. Now, if you read in the book of Ephesians, a very deep spiritual book, chapter 1, if you're somebody that believes in the living Christ, it's going to talk about the dunamis, the power. It's where we get our word dynamite. It's referring to the Holy Spirit's dynamite, effectual power. And we're told that to those that believe in the living Christ, it is an incomparably great power for us who believe. And then it describes that power this way. Listen, that power is like the working of his mighty strength. Now I want you to hear, power, working, mighty strength. We are dealing with words that are absolutely incredible. Hyperbolion, mega theros, dunamos, and energes. It is the superabounding megathos, greatness of God, of his power. The power, the dunamis of God is described as hyperbolion. Hyperbolo, it's just simply a word that means that it's beyond anything else. That it's surpassing everything that's needed. And that it's megathos, that it is great, that there is a superabounding greatness about the power of God toward, and it's all focused on, those who believe in Jesus Christ. Now listen, if you're an occultist or a New Ager and you believe in the writings of Alice Bailey, you believave in the writings of Helena Blavatsky, or you believe in the writings of Eckhart Tolle, you are believing in spirit-given revelation coming from finite spirits, dark spirits, and what you believe takes you that direction. If you open up to them and to their revelations, it is their energies and their workings and their communication you're going to get. God is simply saying that if you believe in his revelation, if you believe in the living Christ who died at the cross, rose from the dead, if you believe in the message of God the power of God, the energy of God. That's why it's saying here in one single verse, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, that it is hyperbolion, it is surpassing, that is megathos, that it is great power, dunamos, that it is great expressed felt power. I'm confessing to you, I have no problem. I feel the presence and power of God. From the moment I received the living Christ, as a matter of fact, the day that I was still lost and entrenched in dark powers that presented itself as light, I mean, I was caught, I was deceived, I was in it, I was out there in the temple, I was out there leaving my body, doing the stuff that all these enhancements said they would give me. But one night when I was encountered by another presence, another power, and some of you right now or during the archives a month from now or a year from now, you may, in listening to this, begin to experience another presence, another power, a clean power, as some have said. The power, the presence, the energy of God that involves a personal summons. Did you know that God's invitation is personal? By name? By the providential good working of God, God is seeking to communicate to billions of people. It is the massive frontline project flowing out of the heavens. And millions around the world, when they're hearing the message, it is good news. It is about that God loves us, God wants us. God has opened a door, my friends. He has opened a door simply on how to get back. How the barriers between us and God can be the barriers of sin, the barriers of Satan, the barrier of hell, the barrier of death. All of this has been totally broken through, and a new platform, a new spiritual platform, from the moment of the death and the moment of the exertion of the power of God in the resurrection of the Son of God, something new was laid out on the table. And that's what I'm going to explain tonight. If you're somebody out there that says, I believe in Jesus, I want you to know there's deeper and broader experience for you in the hyperbolo, the surpassing megathos, greatness of the dunamis of God, the dynamite power of God. You can read about it in Luke chapter 24. You can read about it in Acts chapter 1. You can look and see how Saul of Tarsus turned from his persecuting of believers in Christ to becoming one of them, to engaging the living Christ, to being healed so that he could see and be filled with the power, dunamis, of the Spirit of God. And that he, look at Acts chapter 9, write it down, Acts chapter 9, he even grew more and more powerful as he stepped out in obedience to God. There is life, supernatural life and power in the grapha, in the writings. I have no question in confessing and telling you that in demonically inspired writings, in spirit-inspired writings on that other side of the fence, no question that there is presence that encircles those books. First Timothy 4:1 tells you that. They are didache of what the Bible says, or the Spirit of God says. The Spirit of God calls these fallen spirits demons. You may see them as, and they are, they're ancient beings. There are fallen angels out there, folks. They are powerful. They've been around for millennia. They are, from the moment they willed their rebellion against God and their entrance into the human race, they have no problem coming here. And God has given you a heads up. He's saying they're here to deceive you. Now, I said earlier, and I know there's those who don't like this, and I know the demonic doesn't like this. I've dealt with the demonic. I've had them scream at me and talk to me through possessed people, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of times. I've had one call me by name. I've had one says, "We know who you are, Dizdar." By the authority of Christ, I've seen another superior authority and power and energy force them to leave a human body, be revealed for what they really are, and set a person free. Now, if you're looking, well, let me say this first. I've said that the counterfeit powers, counterfeit spiritual energies, counterfeit spiritual forces, because they have been unmasked by God, they are said to come as angels of light. They've been morphed. They've literally had the ability to present themselves as some type of angelic or presence or inner gaze of light. That's how they initiate the seduction and offer the bait and draw even some of you into lethal, critical, eternally damning deception. And I'm here to say I'm fighting for you. I'm here to say that I despise that lethal counterfeiting darkness. It reminds me of what I saw in sixth grade when at the grade school they showed us a movie about sexual predators and never to take a ride with a stranger. And when I saw that movie as a sixth grader, I never took a ride with a stranger. I never got into a car with someone pulling up and offering me something. This movie showed a kindly looking, almost like a grandfather. This man looked so nice, so pleasant, so kindly, and he was offering a little five-year-old girl dressed in her little dress and her little shoes, and she was looking vulnerable as this man sitting in his car behind the steering wheel, talking with a smile on his face to a little girl, and he put candy on the seat next to him. And he told the little girl, "Just get into the car, she can have the candy." And obviously in the movie back in those days, in the 60s, they didn't show the violence then, but they made it known that the man took her away and raped her and hurt her and killed her. And the end of the story was seeing her clothing in the woods and her little shoe going down the creek, and she was dead. And I'm telling you that the dark, lethal presence presenting itself since, well, I'm saying in a massive way since the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and as never before in human history, presenting itself as light, wanting you to be a worker of the light, wanting you to get right involved, that it is a light that seems similar to the light of God, similar to the love of God, similar to the work of God, but what that counterfeit light is attached to is lethal, hell-binding seduction and deception. That's why it's never led you to God. That's why it's never got you to God. They'll offer you another and another and another and another and another piece of supernatural revelation, supernatural experience, supernatural, you know, it's a spiritual smorgasbord to keep you busy and fed and stuffed to where your eyes cannot see and your heart cannot comprehend the darkness that has literally wrapped its tentacles through the construct of your human existence. on the other side of the fence. On the other side of the fence, the Gospel of John proclaims that the real Christ of God is the light, the phos, the light of the world. That in him, emanating out of him is Zoe, Zoa, that is the life of God, the eternal life that would come, the qualitative life that flows out of the infinite God. That out of the infinite, eternal, living God, now in human flesh, he can offer eternal life, especially by what he did at the cross. Now, we already told the story the other night. What power do you think was exerted? Lazarus is dead 4 days. He's in the tomb. He's wrapped in the grave clothes. People are mourning. People are crying, just like always. It's another death. It's another day, not in paradise, but in broken paradise. Infected paradise. Abnormal paradise. It's another day. Lazarus is dead. His family's there. Finally, Jesus shows up and the one grabs him and says, "Only if you would have been here." The idea was, if you were here before he died, you could have healed him and he would never have died. Christ is way beyond that. He is hyperbolo, vastly surpassing the comprehension, experiences, and understanding of mankind. He is megathos in his greatness, dunamis in his power. Energeis in his working. It is this Christ, not a fake New Age Christ, not a fake ufologist Christ, not a fake psychic Jesus. We're now talking about God incarnation, the genetics of God in human flesh. Fully God, fully man. Standing among the mourners, listening to the one crying about her dead brother. The tomb seals the dead man over. It's obviously that when Jesus said, "Remove the stone," there's one that came to him and said, "By this time he stinks. He's rotting. The smell of death." They're familiar with that. The smell of death would come flowing out of the tomb of a man that's been dead 4 days, wrapped even in those grave strips. What does Jesus do? Let's everybody know as the crowd gathers around, "I am the resurrection and the life. If any man believe in me, though he die, yet shall he live." Yet shall he live. And not a psychic Jesus, not a New Age Jesus, not a ufologist Jesus, not a Masonic Jesus, not a fake Jesus stood there that day. The Christ, the Messiah of Isaiah, of Jeremiah, of Samuel, of Moses, the Spirit of God has spoken some 300 times of the coming of Emmanuel. The genetics of God in human flesh stood before a tomb. And with hyperbolo megathos dunamos, with a energeis and a literal infinite, well, emanating energy, Jesus simply says, "Lazarus, come forth." Guess what happens, folks? The dead man walked. You know what it means? In an instantaneous moment, less than a second, the dead man was not just resuscitated, not just reconstituted, resurrection. The power of resurrection means that his physical body was utterly and totally healed and brought to a state by which his human spirit would re-enter, and he would be complete and healed and ready to stand up and walk and talk instantly by the power, the hyperbolon, the megathos, the dunamis, surpassing greatness of the power of God. I don't know if anybody's read, and I would ask remote viewers, I would ask military physicists and scientists, those who are researching, those of you remote viewers even. If you're going to be honest in your spiritual quest and study, take a look at Ephesians 1:20. It goes on to say, referring to God, which God wrought from the Greek word energy, energēs, which he, there was an expression and a release of force, which he released this force in Christ when he raised Christ from the dead and set him, well, high, lifted up in the heavenly realms. You got to read this. Because if you're lost and you're separated from God and you don't have the gift of eternal life and the power of God, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns and the dead in Christ are raised and we who are alive are caught up to meet the Lord, when glorification comes, the exertion of the energēs, the energy, and the power of God to instantaneously glorify you. I'm going to explain that in a moment. It means indestructible immortality. It literally means the indestructible life you the transformation, the change. And I'm going to tell you that biblical revelation, the Spirit of God used the word atomo or tomos, the idea that in an uncut, indivisible moment in time, a split, the idea of where we get the idea of atom and splitting atoms, on an atomic level, the energēs of God, the power, the energy will flow, and all those who have received the gift of God planted inside of them in the twinkling of an eye, the twinkling, there will be an instantaneous flash, a flash, folks. Read about this in 1 Corinthians 15:51. 15:51 and 52. In a atomo. In a indivisible moment in time. In a split that is so quick that it's as if it cannot be recorded. The twinkling of an eye. It mentions there's going to be a trumpet sound. I want to ask you a question, something for you to study. Will, because this is mentioned also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the idea of a sound that goes throughout the entire heavens, a trumpet blast, is that which causes the wave of the energy and power of God to instantaneously be, or is it simply the announcement? Biblically, it's the idea of an announcement, but one wonders whether or not, since it is unleashed out of heaven, if it does not emanate massive, hyperbolo, this surpassing power. Do you realize that just as Christ was raised from the dead, now he did it with Lazarus, Lazarus, you know, take the dead clothes off of him. He could speak right then. He could look right then. He could be united with his family right then. It blew everybody away. And the anti-God religious people, they were ticked. They instantly turned around. They were angry and mad. Instead of saying, "This is incredible. This is awesome. I want this. I turn to you. I want what I've just seen." Could you imagine? These are the folks that went out to plot to kill him. You ever ask why they killed Christ in the first place? The death of Jesus as the sinless substitute for your life. Whether you ever accept him or not, he died for you. Whether you ever experience his power, his energy, that hyperbolo, that megathos, that incredible, mighty working of God. Whether you ever experience it or not, please know one thing. He did do it for you. You're listening right now is animated with that summons of God and presence of God and inner grace of God that summons you to come out of the darkness, come to the living Christ, telling you that whosoever believes on the name of the living Jesus right now can receive into them the living presence of Christ, the power of God, the inner grace of God, a mighty working. Did you read that in Ephesians 1:19? It is a mighty power and working inner grace for those that believe. What do you believe in? What do you believe in? Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of their inmost being would flow," he called it living, "rivers of living water." The Holy Spirit. At the moment anyone, anywhere in the world, any human being accepts the living Christ, believes in him and receives Christ into them, the gift of the Holy Spirit is given, the gift of indestructible immortality is literally planted into your life. Oh, you can read about this in 1 John chapter 5. When the Spirit of God says to those that believe in Christ, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know," gnosko, experientially, deeply know, "that you have," right now, "eternal life." I pray that you'll turn to the living Christ. I pray that you'll come out of the counterfeit. I pray that as a believer in Christ, many of you are experiencing, and I pray that his power and presence and that inner grace of God, listen, Christian, go deep with the Lord. It is unprecedented, unequaled. It is God, or it is a counterfeit that will steal your soul. My friends, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. It is a pleasure to be with you. See you Sunday night or next Monday night. God bless you.